This is Akashvani. The news read by Subhadra Ramachandran. President Draupadi Murmu will lay foundation stones of three new railway lines, Bangriposi to Gomahasani, Badamgarh to Kendujhargarh, and Budamora to Chakulia at Bangriposi in Mayurbhanj district of Odisha this morning. The new rail lines coming under the Southeastern Railway will connect key regions in Odisha and are expected to greatly enhance connectivity, stimulate economic growth and improve living standards in the region. The president, who is on a five-day visit to our home state Odisha since Tuesday, will return to Delhi today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will virtually address the BAPS Karyakar Swarna Mahotsav, the Golden Jubilee celebrations of BAPS volunteers this evening. Union Home Minister Amit Shah, Gujarat Chief Minister Bhupendra Patel, along with the state cabinet ministers, will also be present for the Golden Anniversary celebration at Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad in the evening. The event will facilitate more than 1 lakh volunteers from 30 countries across the world. Union Minister of Home Affairs, MHA, has approved the release of 944.80 crore rupees to Tamil Nadu from the State Disaster Response Fund, SDRF, as relief assistance to people affected by Cyclone Fengal. The ministry said that additional financial assistance from NDRF will be approved to the Fengal-affected states after the assessment report by Interministerial Central Team, IMCT, is received. India has been chosen to chair the 68th session of the Commission of Narcotic Drugs, CND. India's permanent representative to the UN in Vienna, Shambhu Kumaran, officially assumed the chairmanship of the CND yesterday. The CND is the principal policy-making body of the United Nations on drug-related matters. This is the first time that India has been named to chair this important UN body. Indian nationals have been advised to avoid all travel to Syria until further notification in view of the prevailing situation in the West Asian nation. In an advisory, External Affairs Ministry has asked Indians currently in Syria to remain in touch with Indian Embassy in Damascus for updates. The embassy's emergency helpline number is +963 993 85973 and email ID is hoc.damascus@mea.gov.in. A three-day special session of Maharashtra Legislative Assembly will be held in Mumbai from today to enable newly elected MLAs to take oath and elect a speaker. The winter session of the state legislature will be held in Nagpur from December 16 to 21. Newly elected MLAs will be sworn in today and tomorrow. The Speaker's election will be held on Monday, followed by a trust vote of the Devendra Fadnavis-led Mahayuti government. Union Health and Family Welfare Minister Jagat Prakash Nadda will launch a 100-day intensified campaign from Panchkula in Haryana to address the challenges of tuberculosis, TB incidents and mortality across the country. Chief Minister of Haryana Nayab Singh and Haryana's Health Minister Aarti Singh Rao will be present at the event. The initiative will be implemented across 347 districts in 33 states and union territories. India's foreign exchange forex reserves increased by $1.51 billion to $658.09 billion in the week ending November 29. This marks the first rise in 9 weeks, recovering from a five-month low. The latest rise is mainly due to a $2.06 billion increase in foreign currency assets, which now stand at $568.85 billion. Special drawing right, SDRs, increased by $22 million to $18.01 billion. RBI Governor Shaktikanta Das stressed the importance of these reserves, saying forex reserves are deployed judicially to mitigate undue volatility, maintain market confidence, anchor expectations, and preserve overall financial stability. In cricket, Australia were 107 for 3 against India on the second day of the second test match of the Border Gavaskar Trophy, Adelaide Oval, when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.